Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one on one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show this morning. We're meeting with Bruce Rosenthal, president of Submarina. And Submarina currently has 50 locations, and they expect to open 6 to 8 stores in the first quarter of 2012, with more than 20 openings projected by the end of 2012. And that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our 1-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today because we're meeting with Bruce Rosenthal, president of Submarina. And Submarina currently has 50 locations, and they expect to open 6 to 8 stores in the first quarter of 2012, with more than 20 openings projected by the end of 2012. Hey, Bruce, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Marty. Doing fine.
That's fantastic, Bruce. Bruce, we always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
Today I'm calling from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, nice. How's the weather down there this morning?
Today it's actually a little gray and rainy, but in the 70s.
It is. Okay. Well, it's the same thing up here in eastern Pennsylvania. It's gray, but it's cold, so I'd much rather be in Florida today.
Well, familiar with eastern Pennsylvania. Went to a graduate of Lehigh University.
Oh, you did? Oh, fantastic. So you know the area very well. So we're waiting for you guys to come up here, by the way. You know, my wife and I were on the website yesterday, and it made us a bit hungry, so we're looking forward to you guys coming up here soon.
You sampled our food at the MFV Franchise Expo in L.A.
Oh, you know, I wasn't actually there, but Don was there.
Don
was the one who got to try it, yeah.
It was Don that sampled it.
Yeah, what were you doing before joining Submariner, Bruce? I know you have an interesting background.
Yeah, I've been an investment banker for nearly 35 years. Involved in everything from oil and gas and natural resources to retailing.
Wow, that's interesting.
And you know, the reality is that Submarina and food is fundamentally retailing.
Mm-hmm.
Your product is food, but it is retailing. The principles of Stanley Marcus, Founder of Neiman's, that you have to exceed customer expectations every time, every visit without exception, is just as true, if not more true, in the food industry than it is in any other part of retailing.
Yeah, that's well said. I'm going to have to make my marketing class listen to that. It's just really well said. The company has an interesting history. I was looking at it. I mean, it goes all the way back to, so was it 1976?
In fact, this year is our 35th anniversary.
Wow, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Yeah, the company was founded by actually two ex-New York City postal workers, originally from Brooklyn.
Wow.
Who moved out to California and, were craving having good lunch and sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
which at the time there was no offering of that in California.
Yeah.
And one of the two was a letter carrier, and he had on his route and became very friendly with an individual who was a very successful entrepreneurial franchise. Was a franchisor, and he told him about his idea.
Right.
And this guy helped him. This customer of U.S. Mail, if you will, helped him along and advised him. And these two individuals initially had their wives start the operation.
Wow.
And it ultimately became so successful that they gave up their day job, and the two families worked in their stores. They opened several stores, and in fact, last year, the founder actually reopened the original first Submarina in Poway, and that store is in existence today as we speak, serving our product.
That's amazing. It's a great franchise story. I was unfamiliar with it, and then when I read it, I said, this is, you know, one of my favorites. I love to hear stories like that. You know, I mean, it really adds to, I guess you could say, you know, the franchise, you know, is the culture of the franchise. Maybe if you could tell people a little bit about, you know, Submarina and the franchise system. Like if you guys were at a show and people come up to your booth, how do you typically respond to them and say, well, what do you guys do and what makes you different?
Well, that actually is easy. What makes us different is our food.
Mm-hmm.
What makes us different is we, I think without question, have the best-in-class quality food. Our franchises, you know, we spec out ingredients based on quality.
Mm-hmm.
And competitively bid for the suppliers based on quality. And the other thing that relates to that is that we do not tack on the hidden markups,
mm-hmm.
on ingredients that virtually all of our competitors do. You know, most of our competitors have an attitude that they make money from the franchisee.
mm-hmm.
irrespective of whether the franchisee is profitable or not.
Yeah.
Our attitude is that our franchisees and the corporation have to have parallel interests, and our parallel interest is in serving the best-of-class product and attracting customers who recognize and appreciate and want to come back for our best-in-class product. I mean, this past summer, for example, we introduced a Kobe beef sandwich with a wasabi cucumber, that wasabi cucumber dressing, and it was none of our competitors have a sandwich anything close to that.
That's delicious.
They never have, and probably never will. That's a huge difference. The other thing is one of our top-selling sandwiches is a sandwich called the Santa Fe, which is a grilled chicken breast, a fresh sliced avocado, a pepper jack melted cheese, and jalapeno bacon. No one else has jalapeno bacon.
Oh, my God.
And the taste profile, when you combine that, is really extraordinary. The way that blends together, and you, of course, every customer can add, the lettuce, tomatoes, onions, whatever one of many sauces, whether they want that with a chipotle mayonnaise, which I think is what happens to be very good with it, whether they want it with a plain mayonnaise, it goes on mustard, whatever, whether they want sprouts in it, if they want to add the jalapenos, we have sliced jalapenos. They can add more avocado. And the thing is, they can add or take out from our salad bar. I mean, the other thing that makes us different is we fundamentally have essentially behind the sneeze guard, if you will, a full salad bar. If you look at our fresh produce, you have everything from sliced avocados to olives to fresh onions to a variety of lettuces and spinach and sprouts, tomatoes. And so, you can, unlike some of our competitors or most of our competitors, where at the end of the day, you order their sandwiches by number and you get it as they put it together pretty much, period.
Right.
In our case, customers can order the sandwich, and it gets modified to their specific, as per their specific request. And the other thing that we've gotten very involved with of late is a real push to promote our salads. As I said, we have fundamentally we have an outstanding salad bar, which doesn't get messed up from customers picking at it, or the sanitary issues of customers sticking their hands in it, sneezing in it, and everything else that can happen at most public salad bars.
Exactly.
Our salad bar is behind the counter, and you basically tell the person on the other side what you'd like in your salad. And they'll put it in the bowl for you. We're experimenting now with them putting it in the bowl, tossing it, having some, if you want fresh pepper, putting on fresh pepper from Pepper Mills, and then getting, whatever dressing you want. And we've introduced some, we're test marketing now, and they're going to be rolling out some really interesting new signature, really interesting new special signature dressings unique to us. In fact, we've got one that we internally developed that is a Parmesan peppercorn balsamic Italian dressing.
Oh, my God.
That you can't stick all that in the name, so it's probably going to be called our signature Italian Parmesan dressing.
Right. Oh, my
which
God.
Which is a really delicious, really special dressing. We're also introducing over the next few months a Asian chicken salad, which is going to have has a sesame soy dressing and mandarin orange slices and grilled chicken breast.
Wow.
And also a tree nut added to it, so it's got a nut in it. And then we're also going to be doing a salad that's going to have, sun-dried cranberries, which are, and probably a walnut and walnuts with that salad.
Wow.
So yeah, so we're you know, as there's people want more and more salads. We've always had a great salad bar and great salad offerings. We're just now starting to do a better job this next year of promoting them, and we've also introducing something unique in the industry, and we're going to sugar-free, high fructose-free, premium mayonnaise.
Wow.
Which is something, you know, that our competitors aren't bothering with, but
right.
We're doing that for two reasons. One, there's the health reason in the background, and in fact, in some parts of the country today, do you know that in some public school districts you are not allowed they have banned the high fructose mayonnaise?
No, I haven't heard that. I know they're getting very strict.
In fact, I was just yesterday in Houston, Texas, tasting, in fact, some new offerings and some new ideas for products for us. And one of our food suppliers was telling us that in some school districts in Texas have gone to that.
Wow.
Which is the first I ever heard of it.
That's amazing.
The thing is, though, you know, I'm a person that I have a background in addition to being involved as an investment banker. I personally am relatively adroit and accomplished in the kitchen. I've actually privately entertained Michelin-rated chefs at my house for dinner.
Wow.
And so I'm a little bit familiar with cooking and I've been involved in other parts of the food industry where sense of taste and sense of smell are critical. So I get actively involved in this, and in fact, I would have never, there's a private equity firm that I am the principal owner of that bought the assets of Submarina several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what drew me into the company the first time, before I ever got involved, was the quality of our food. I would have never gotten involved in this company, and I never would have invested dollar one if it wasn't a best-in-class quality food product. And I believe that our future is tied to basically maintaining that and expanding. I mean, I think that is a chain that's been around for 35 years with great product, but dominating, principally the greater San Diego area,
mm-hmm.
with a little bit of branching out towards the Inland Empire in California. There's tremendous opportunities for us to grow and bring a best-in-class product to other markets. If you're a prospective franchisee and you're looking and thinking about whom do I go with, what do I introduce,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the question I have to ask is why would you want to be another Me Too?
Right.
If you go into a market that's already got many parties that are offering mediocre quality sandwiches, why do you want to bet your financial net worth that you're going to do a better job or a good job offering mediocre quality product, and why are people going to suddenly care and come to you? My whole attitude is that one of the things that excites me about our position for expansion is that having the best-in-class product, the corporation being committed to supporting franchisees, find them a location and then mark up the rent. We don't make money on their purchases of toilet paper and paper products and the like. and we don't take these excessive, you know, when we go to food suppliers, we don't say, gee, let's see now, we need to make, you know, 20 cents, 30 cents, 40 cents a pound on every pound of turkey our franchisees buy. So who can we go, what supplier is going to offer us basically a inferior turkey product that we can stick this markup on and
yeah.
get away with? We approach it that, gee, this is what we, this is the price we need to offer our sandwiches at. This is a price at which we, our franchisees can live with on food costs. What is the best product we can obtain at that food, at that cost, and pass it on to our franchisees? I mean, our attitude is that, we as a corporation are interested in a recurring revenue stream called royalties
mm-hmm.
to get from profitable franchisees, and our interests are in line with making, with having and promoting and establishing profitable profitable franchisees. And as I say, right now we're meeting with some really great success. In fact, the next 2 weeks, we've got a opening in Norman, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, in Edmond, Oklahoma, just outside Oklahoma City. And that's going to be our first location in Oklahoma. And that franchisee is probably going to be opening that one and hopefully quite a few more. I mean, that's a husband and wife couple that,
right.
I mean, she's got a background in nutrition, you know, local college graduate. In fact, she was teaching healthy lifestyles and nutrition in the local school district there. And
wow.
was attracted to us because of our superior food. And in fact, her, you know, the other half of the couple, he's got a background in business, and you know, David's got a degree in business administration, and his father owned Subways, so he was familiar. So he was familiar with the industry, and,
right.
familiar with our competitors, and recognized and appreciated, you know, a company that has a, you know, that goes after quality. I mean, our attitude is that we do not compete against Subway on price.
Right.
Subway doesn't compete against us on quality.
Wow, you do an amazing job at describing the franchise, Bruce. I mean, you know, it's again, I haven't been in a Submarina, but the way you describe it, though, now, you know, after talking to you, I get it, you know, what makes you guys different? Because, again, you know, like a lot of times, you know, my wife will say, well, who's on the show this morning? Say, Submarina, and they're like, oh, a sub-franchise, but no, it's so much more than that, isn't it, as you describe it? I mean, you do a really excellent job at describing the whole, you know, franchise system. I think it's fantastic. That couple you were mentioning, I mean, they sound like a good match, you know, and
oh,
good
yeah,
franchisees for your system.
Yeah, oh, they're a great match, and we've also got an area developer now in Texas who is committed to, over the next 3 years, have 25 locations up and running in Texas.
That's amazing.
And the first location will probably be opening within a month. And this is an individual who has a career of tremendous success in the franchise, in the food industry. He went years ago from 1 to 14 Subways, sold
wow.
them all as a package, did very well. He then took a portion of his profits and opened his first Wings and More in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He now has, God, I think it's 18, but it might be 19 Wings and More. It's hard for me to keep track. And he's, the thing is that he has not had a single failure. He's not picked a single poor location. Every one of his Wings and More does well. Every one has, you know, sales north of $1 million, north of $1 million. Several of them are north of two.
Wow.
You know, this is an individual who obviously knows what he's doing in the food space, knows what he's doing in picking locations, and I can't tell you how excited we at Submarina are to have him, you know, as an area developer, and he's also an equity owner in the company. So this is somebody who, in a popular phrase, is truly all in.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a great team over there, you know. So,
as I say, one of the things I neglected to mention that we're introducing, which is going to be a, I think, a huge hit in Oklahoma, also in the store opening in second store opening in Clarksville, Tennessee. Actually, it's opening also in early February. Is we're introducing now really great quality on premise fresh baked bread. We've always had fresh baked bread delivered virtually daily from local bakers.
Right.
What we're now introducing and going to is an on-premise fresh baked bread, which is even a step up from what we've been having, and we're doing some interesting customization of that. We're going to be introducing not only fresh baked, but a fresh baked bread that's going to have. It's topped with jalapenos and a melted cheddar cheese.
It's melted
right into the top of the bread, which is going to have a really great flavor profile. And on some of our sandwiches, like the Santa Fe and some of our peppered turkey, I mean, there's some interesting sandwiches we have where that bread will be really good. And it also is a nice roll. I say bread's really a roll, a sandwich roll. And it's also a nice roll to have as a side if you want a roll with a soup or a roll with a soup and a salad.
Wow. Well, you did a great job at making me hungry this morning, Bruce, like I had a feeling it would happen. So I want to thank you for coming on the show today. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee and getting more information on the company? Are there any websites they should go to?
Yeah, the best thing they could do is go to our website.
Okay.
Which is submarina.com.
Submarina.com.
Yeah, submarina.com.
And I see you have a franchise section on there as well, so there's a lot of great information on that as well.
Yes, we have a franchise section on there. They can click on that and get more information.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Bruce. I look forward to meeting you one day. And again, I'm waiting for you guys to come up to Eastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know. You no doubt heard from your partner about what our food tastes like, since he's the one who's just tried it.
Exactly. He's the lucky one. He's the one who got to try it. So he was excited. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it to the show today, but I know he's going to be listening, though.
All right. Very good.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Well,
you have a great day today.
Time.
Thank you. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. For each podcast, you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now for almost 2 years, and in that time frame, we've had some fantastic quotes on the topic of franchising. Today, you're going to get to hear from Gary Okigrasso of the Desert Moon Fresh Mexican Grill franchise concept. And Gary answers the question, what is the best franchise? It's a common question that Don, myself, and Gary have received over the last decade, and I thought Gary's response was fantastic. He also talked about the three-legged stool of a successful franchise. His answer was brilliant. Today's podcast is being brought to you by Franchise Interviews LLC, and Franchise Interviews gives you an up-close and behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show on Blog Talk Radio, where each week you get to hear interviews with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and franchise attorneys, and our franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. And here we go with Gary Okigrasso of the Desert Moon Franchise Concept.
Running the business, as long as I have the passion and the work ethic, really.
And, you know, that's a great point. I do several seminars a year on the topic of franchising, and I'll tell you, I don't think that there isn't a meeting that goes by that someone in the audience doesn't raise their hand and ask me what I think, quote, the best franchise is.
I get that all the time, you know, myself, Gary, being in financing, people always asking me.
Same here.
Yeah, and, you know, first of all, ultimately that's a money question, and I'm one of those folks who believe if you chase money, you won't get any. You know, my response over the years has always been the same. It's not about, quote, the best franchise. It's about, really, what is the best franchise for you? What's
right.
your passion? What do you love to do? What are you good at? Because, again, you know, quoting Michael Gerber, once you get past that infancy stage where you are the technician, or as we say in our business, the chief cook and bottle wash, you then need to expand your business by getting started on the work of an entrepreneur and bringing the technicians and the managers in to work with you on your business. So to simply ask what's the best franchise is to simply say what's the best automobile. I guess the issue is what's the criterion? What are you looking for? What are you good at? What's your background? And most importantly, what are you passionate about? If you're not passionate about building a business, then chances are you'll get exactly what you may be passionate or not passionate about. And in the case of a lack of passion, that would be nothing.
When people ask that to me, Gary, I say there's thousands of franchises. How the heck do I know?
There you go.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a very, for experienced franchisees, and I think you alluded earlier in the top of the show regarding some of the work that my friend Dan Rowe at FranSmart is doing. You know, there are experienced franchisees, certainly the type that Desert Moon is seeking, who have background in the food industry, who understand the business model of franchising, have an organization, and they take a system like Desert Moon Fresh Mexican Grill, and they plug it into their already existing system. And that's one type of franchisee. And then you have another type of franchisee, who is the first-time business owner, the entrepreneur, the person who is dreaming of operating their own business and developing a business, whose approach is extremely different. Their approach is much more from a technical aspect, much more local in the beginning. Many of them work, you know, 70, 80, 90, 100 hours a week. Essentially, they buy themselves a job. And I don't mean that in a negative way, because in the beginning, for the first-time business owner, if they're involved in a business that they're unfamiliar with, that's a great way to learn the business. And then they, you know, and then they develop from there. So there are different types of franchisees, as well as different types of franchise companies and business models. So I'm convinced there's a good fit for everyone and anyone out there who wants to pursue the use of franchising as a development tool for themselves, either as a franchisee or a small business owner that wants to duplicate their business but doesn't want to open up a bunch of company stores. They want to use franchising as a tool. There are plenty of opportunities out there.
It sounds like Desert Moon will go in either direction in getting a new franchisee, either that already existing business owner experience or the first-time owner, right?
Absolutely. We obviously are cautious about who we bring in as franchisees. If you look at the what I refer to as the three-legged stool of a successful franchise operation, the three legs are the concept, the operator, and the location. The first piece, the concept, I'm confident regarding Desert Moon Fresh Mexican Grill, because we're a 16, 17-year-old company with a long operating history of success.
Right.
Location is something that is always is always up for grabs with potential franchisees, because it's elusive in the sense that you need to understand what makes your operation work. So locations look different to different types of operation. But the other piece, the operator, who is the franchisee, that's key. Even in a great location with a great concept, the wrong franchisee could fail. Because the franchisee is the pulse, is the heart of the business. The concept may be the brains, the location may be the legs, if you will, how it stands, but the franchisee is the heart of the business. And what the franchisee takes to the business really will set the tone.
That's interesting.
So we're very careful about franchisees, whether they're experienced or first-time business owners.
That's interesting. What do you look for in a...